Now, for a number of years, predictions about the demise of paper money have hit the headlines, and yet paper currency is still in circulation throughout the world. A recent study by Bloomberg highlighted the fact that the death of cash has been greatly exaggerated, they've said. The study found that in general, citizens prefer cash, especially for smaller and quick transactions, but Australians rated cash higher than using debit. Joining me on the line now is Dr. Peter Branson, I should say, from Bank Reform Now. Peter, good morning.
G'day, Adrian. How are you going?
Very good. Thanks so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, in particular in Australia, they're talking about getting rid of the $100 bill. Do you think it's a good idea?
No, I think it's a bad idea. I think there's no legitimate problem that would warrant that manoeuvre.
Okay. Why do you think it's a bad idea?
Well, it's basically a part of a push towards a cashless economy, and there's all sorts of problems with a cashless economy. I mean, where do you start? People's privacy, everything you buy is recorded somewhere. The problem that the government's worried about won't be fixed by getting rid of a $100 bill. It's a false problem. They put this problem up, and they want a reaction, and they're proposing a solution. But the thing is, the problem is not a problem. I mean, look, if people are using $100 bills in the black economy, they can use two $50 bills instead. I mean,
It's not going to stop it happening, is it? Now, you mentioned there the black economy, and we've seen that sort of reported on during the week. What exactly is the black economy?
Well, I mean, I think the government's referring to people who work with cash, for example. Some people might do minor jobs for a bit of cash, and they might not declare it. I mean, it's fairly common, but the thing is, the figures suggest it might be 1% of the economy, or maybe up to 10%, which is obviously a great exaggeration. The other issue they're worried about is illegal activity, people involved in crime, transferring money around. But the thing is this, so much of the crime now is actually in the digital economy. So, for example, just so that Tuesday, CBA IT executive was jailed for corruption, fraud charges, right? A very high-up executive. This is one of the first times an executive's been jailed. The only problem is, of course, the executive was jailed because he was ripping off the bank. The ones that rip off the customers don't get jailed so often. But anyway, apart from that, this guy got a massive payment involved in the corruption. It was digitally transferred into his account, right? I mean, digital crime is huge, and there's lots of people try to hack into accounts all the time. So you're not going to stop crime by switching to a digital system.
Now, we recently saw India. They demonetarised the existing 500 and 1,000 rupee notes from their economy. What impact did that have on both the economy and the people, the citizens of India?
Well, that caused chaos. I mean, they implemented that idea for similar reasons to what our government's talking about. And people had all this money, which suddenly became worthless. I mean, just imagine if they did that here. I mean, you know, you've got your wallet. You might have some $100 bills. Well, it suddenly becomes worthless. You have to go to the bank and change it to $50 bills all of a sudden. What's the problem? There's no problem with cash.
Are there any countries around the world that are cashless?
Oh, I don't think there's any countries that are fully cashless. I mean, I think there's moves in some European countries to try and bring it forward. I mean, this is a worldwide thing. I mean, you've got the India happening now. In Europe, you've got the bankers want to try and get rid of the 500 euro note. If you look deeply into this, though, you see that a lot of key positions in various governments, financial institutions, are actually manned by people who've got banking connections. So, for example, in Europe, the Central Bank of Europe is headed by Mario Draghi, ex Goldman Sachs banker. In Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, ex Goldman Sachs banker. I mean, even the minister that's in charge of this manoeuvre in Australia, Kelly O'Dwyer, the financial services minister, she's ex-NAB. I mean, people don't realise how much of the policies are being pushed in the interest of the financial system.
Right. Now, you were talking earlier about the personal information being hacked and things like that with electronic banking. Will a cashless economy impact that? Do you think that will just become a lot more prevalent?
I think of course it will. Of course it will. I mean, look, crime is happening, and the thing is, the real crimes that are happening are costing our country billions of dollars, billions of dollars. I mean, there'd be no budget crisis if the government cracked down on the crime and corruption in the finance industry, for example. So much of our GDP is being transferred either to a criminal financial elite when we borrow from overseas. I mean, where do you start? I mean, it's a huge amount of money, and people don't really... The government's problem they're talking about is minuscule compared to what's really happening to our country.
All very, very interesting stuff. Well, Dr. Peter, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily today.
Great. Thanks, Adrian. Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Peter Branson there from the non-for-profit organisation Bank Reform Now, having a chat about how we use money, what the future might look like or what it might not look like.